Hello, I'm Namwa Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Right now, Hurricane Ike is tearing across Cuba. The island has been pummeled by waves as tall as 50 feet. Homes have been blown apart, trees torn from the ground, more than 1,000 homes damaged or destroyed. And the losses are sure to mount as Ike rakes the island over the next 36 hours. Meanwhile, Hurricane Ike should miss the Florida Keys, but tropical storm warnings are posted there just the same. Some islands are already getting significant rainfall from the storm. Florida officials have canceled an emergency evacuation order for the Florida Keys. They're urging those who didn't leave to stay indoors until the storm passes. Thousands have fled the island, most of them tourists. Well, cell phone pictures taken in the aftermath of a U.S. military operation in Afghanistan may shed new light on recent civilian deaths. NATO military officials say a U.S. airstrike may have mistakenly killed a large number of people last month. Disputed reports from Herat province say the attack killed as many as 90 people. A U.S. military investigation had concluded 7 civilians died, but because of the new cell phone images, the top NATO commander has asked for a review of the military investigation. Russia now says it will withdraw its troops from Georgia within a month. Russia will not pull its troops out of the disputed provinces of South Ossetia or Abkhazia. Today's announcement came after a meeting between Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Once Russia begins pulling its troops out of Georgia, the European Union will send in 200 monitors. Some of those monitors will also be sent to South Ossetia. Jury selection begins today in Las Vegas in the O.J. Simpson robbery kidnapping trial. He's accused of holding up 2 sports collectibles dealers in a hotel room last year. He says he was just trying to recover some property that was stolen from him. If convicted, he could get life in prison. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Just stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.